I'm Nikki Ouellette with Montana News. In less than 2 months, Montana voters will head to the polls to select challengers for U.S. Democratic Senator John Tester and Republican Congressman Greg Gianforte. Between now and the June 5th primary, Montana Public Radio is talking with voters about political issues important to them. I hung out at a pro-gun rally in Kalispell's Depot Park this weekend to hear what's on voters' minds. Nan Weiss of Kalispell is live streaming and narrating the rally on her phone as she holds signs on the side of the road.
Attention, America. Wake up. Be a patriot. Vote.
She says the Second Amendment protects all the other freedoms outlined in the Bill of Rights, and she supports a candidate who will defend the right to bear arms. For the upcoming midterms, that's Republican Senate hopeful Dr. Albert Olszewski of Kalispell.
Well, Dr. O is pro-Second Amendment. Anybody that's pro my constitutional rights is going to have my vote.
Weiss says guns have been villainized by the left and mainstream media, when really they're just a tool. She wants to do away with gun-free zones and says guns are a necessary defense for people in rural areas. She calls them an equalizer to fight against the evil in the world.
So if we don't fight for the one amendment that protects all the others, we've lost. We have nothing.
She adds she supports anybody who voted for President Donald Trump's recent tax reform. Down the sidewalk, a man named William from the Big Fork area, who wouldn't give me his last name, says he stopped following parties and now focuses on the issues.
It doesn't matter who's in office. You ought to be able to read the Constitution and make your call.
William wants to reduce government, support the Constitution, set term limits, and end illegal immigration. He says he reads everything he can about how candidates stand on the issues before he votes, but finding a candidate who will actually vote the way they stump is another story.
Well, like I say, 55 years, nobody's kept their word. I mean, that kind of, you lose faith. So, I'm not against another revolution.
On the corner of Depot Park, Tish Haas waves a red, white, and blue American flag and a golden Gadsden flag in one hand. In the other, she holds a shooting target with a black silhouette.
With a smiley face that I put there with a .45 automatic pistol.
You got quite some accuracy on your shot.
Yes, I do.
Haas says upholding the Constitution is her top issue. She picks her candidates accordingly.
And that's a lot of stuff in that document.
She says Olszewski is her pick to challenge Tester this November.
Falls right in line with everything I believe.
Randy Dugan of Kalispell is also a staunch supporter of the Second Amendment.
And if that's taken away, you know, it's just shocking to me. I mean, that would be like the Constitution, then what is it even for?
For Dugan, the breakdown of the family and prevalence of violent video games seems more of a problem than guns when it comes to mass shootings. But she also wants to see some restrictions on the Second Amendment.
You know, and I also believe in gun control, like the automatic weapons. I wish they'd legislate some controls in that area. I know some gun people would hate me saying that, but I really do think it could be it would really help at this point, because the power that's behind some of those guns, it's just, it's a nightmare getting the wrong hands.
The issue is important enough to carry her vote. Dugan considers herself an independent and is trying to hear from every candidate before she makes her choice. But even with all that research, she's having trouble.
It's so hard with politicians and elections and what they're really going to do once they're elected. You know, it's so hard. I don't know.
Montana's primary election is June 5th. Absentee ballots will be sent out May 11th. In Kalispell, I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.